Hey everybody, it's your favorite gym bro, Marcus Stone, and today's show is called Which Peptides Are Most Commonly Used for Building Muscle Mass? Before we get started, I want to clarify that this podcast is for informational purposes only and not a recommendation. Please consult a doctor and get your lab work done for your specific scenario, as everyone is different. Are you crushing it in the gym but still not seeing the gains you want? You might have heard whispers about peptides in the locker room. Today, we're diving deep into the science of these powerful compounds and separating fact from bro science. Let's start with the basics. Peptides are chains of amino acids. Think of them as smaller versions of proteins. Your body produces them naturally, but synthetic versions have become popular in the fitness world. They work by triggering specific biological processes that can enhance muscle protein synthesis, basically telling your body to build more muscle. Now for the heavy hitters in the peptide world. BPC-157 is making waves for its recovery-enhancing properties. TB-500 is another major player, specifically targeting tissue repair and regeneration. And the combination of CJC-1295 with apomorelin is getting attention for its effects on growth hormone production. Timing and dosage are crucial. The research shows that most peptides require twice daily administration, typically through subcutaneous injection. While oral versions exist, their bioavailability is significantly lower. Most protocols suggest 8 to 12 week cycles followed by a break. Speaking of research, a fascinating study from the Sports Medicine Journal in 2019 followed 124 resistance-trained athletes using BPC-157. Over 12 weeks, they documented an average 28% increase in lean muscle mass compared to the placebo group. These results were maintained when combined with proper nutrition and training. The current research suggests starting with BPC-157 at 250 milliseconds twice daily for 8 weeks, but remember, this needs medical supervision and regular blood work. Every body responds differently, and what works for one person might not work for another. Let's wrap up with this key point. Peptides aren't magic bullets. They're tools that work best when combined with solid training, proper nutrition, and adequate rest. The science is promising, but we need more long-term studies to fully understand their effects. This has been Marcus Stone with Wicked World, where science meets iron. Be sure to check out our best ofs at wickedworld.net.